Charles, let's talk a little bit about, again, the church's position on angels and demons. And how about for you, as you began to investigate, research for a lot of the things you've written, did you change at all?
Well, yes and no. No, in the sense that, you know, I've always been a Catholic. I've always believed in St. Anselm's phrase, credo et intelligam. I believe that I might understand. But it does alter your perception of things, not intellectually, but in other ways. I mean, St. John Chrysostom, another church father way back in the 400s, said that if we could see things as they really are, we would faint dead away with fright. And that's why my investigation of these things I've kept as far at second hand as I possibly can. Sometimes you don't really have a choice. but it's not something to be looked into happily. For instance, you take exorcisms. Now, I mentioned that Father Martin, the beginning of Father Martin's transformation was because of witnessing some.
Right.
Well, I got to know our former archdiocesan exorcist here in L.A. He's now retired, and I don't know that we have one now, which may mean that Los Angeles doesn't need them anymore. I don't know. Could it become wonderful?
I don't know if that's the case.
It's possible. I'm not going to say no. But he told me some pretty hair-raising tales. He was from Sri Lanka. And he said, in my country there are many, many possessions all the time. So much demon worship. Here, very few. I only performed 8 last year. Well, of course, at this point, my heart was dropping out of my mouth. And then he described on the one case he had come in. He'd taken the black fast, which is a number of days on just bread and water. And he came in, and the little girl was spinning under the table like a top, as he put it. And he said the most embarrassing thing, and this is something I've had confirmed from other people and from my reading, the most embarrassing thing about an exorcism for the onlookers is that if you've got a mortal sin on you that you haven't confessed, the devil will quite gleefully call it out and tell all the onlookers what it is you did. That doesn't matter who you are. You know, you're just dragged in off the paper or off the street to witness. But he can't do that with sins you've confessed. And that's a pattern that it gets repeated over and over and over again, both, as I say, in the literature and what I've been told. But it's not something to be played with or to be jumped into lightly.
No, not at all. I was always upset as a kid, as a Catholic kid growing up in school, why my Protestant friends never had to confess the way I had to, and they were okay. They could still go to heaven. I couldn't. Unless I did. I could never quite understand that, Charles, until I got a little older and realized, you know what? I don't think you have to go to a priest to confess. You can just confess to yourself.
Well, I wouldn't say so. You know why?
Why?
Well, if that were the case, we wouldn't need God. We'd just have ourselves. See, the thing is this. The priests are the successors of the apostles, you know, the apostolic succession. And they were given the commission to forgive sins right there in the Bible. Why God would demand that we confess our sins to a man, I don't know, but I'm not God. What I do know is that it requires humility. And you see, if you look at humility, it's the opposite of what brought about Satan's fall, pride. Whenever we sin, we do so usually out of pride. The law doesn't affect me. I'm not bound by it. I can do what I want. Of course, later on, your conscience kicks in. And you say, well, no, that was wrong. But going to confession, especially to a priest you may not have a very high opinion of, it's the ultimate act in humility. And, of course, the other thing I often get from people is, well, I just repeat the same things over and over again. Why bother? To which the obvious answer is, well, why bathe? You just get dirty again. Why eat? You just get hungry again. So, no, I wouldn't discount confession at all. I couldn't imagine living without it, to be honest with you. But I'll tell you this much. If you're going to go to an exorcism, confess everything.
Have you ever witnessed one?
No.
Is it something you don't look forward to ever doing?
That's correct. I never want to see it. I never, I've seen people who've gone through it, and I don't want to be around for it. You know, there's bravery and there's foolhardiness. My state in life doesn't require my dealing with it, so I won't. But since you brought up Ouija boards earlier, I will tell you something rather odd. Now, Ouija boards, the church is very much against, as the church is against seances and so on. It's one thing to see a ghost accidentally, or even to go ghost hunting in a haunted house with your instruments and so forth.
Yeah.
It's another thing to try and pull the thing directly into contact with you. You don't really know what you're going to get. All right.
Very, very dangerous.
I should say. It's like opening, living in a slum, opening up your door and saying, oh, come on in. Well, okay.
I don't lock my door. Come on in.
Yeah, exactly. Open house for all. Well, so you include me out, thanks. But when I was at New Mexico Military Institute, my first few years of college, there was a fellow who lived next to me, and he was a big Ouija board player. Now, then as now, I wore a scapular and a St. Benedict medal and all that. Whenever I would go into that room, it didn't work. And finally, one day, the fellow said to me, he finally put the two together, that when he and his cronies would be playing with the thing and I'd come in, it would stop. And he said, you're wearing something. And I smiled and I said, yep. And so I said, well, if you want to come in here when we're playing with the board, you better take it off. I said, well, then I'll just sit this one out, thanks.
What was it, a cross or something you were wearing?
No, it was a scapular. And a, yeah. The medal of St. Benedict. The scapular is a gift of Our Lady of Mount Carmel to St. Simon Stock. Long story. Go to Google, put in Brown scapular, and you'll find a ton of sites to tell you all about it.